With less than a month to Iran's 11th presidential election, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the goal of the nation is to elect a pious and revolutionary person as their next president. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says this goal will be materialized with an enthusiastic and vibrant participation of the nation in the upcoming election. The leader says the high turnout of people at ballot boxes will once again deal a heavy blow to the enemies of the country. Ayatollah Khamenei says the criteria must be to elect a person who is resolved to protect the country's dignity and keep it moving on the path of the revolution.
اهل استقامت، اهل ایستادگی، زرهی پولادین از یاد خدا و از توکل به خدا بر تن خودشون بپوشن، وارد میدان بشن.
Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei says the Governing Council will approve the qualified candidates according to its constitutional responsibility. A speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution comes as high number of hopefuls from different political lines have already registered to run for president on June 14th. They are presently busy elaborating on their plans and policies by holding sessions and meetings. As the election day looms closer, different presidential hopefuls are trying to throw their weight behind a single candidate at their camp in order to forge further unity ahead of election. Lawmaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, a member of the Coalition of Three, said that with the participation of reformist Akbar Hashim Rafsanjani, the chairman of the Expediency Council, Prince Ipley's camp needs to be more united than before and introduce a single candidate if they want to win the vote. Meanwhile, Ali Akbar Velayati, a top advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who is a member of the Coalition of Three, says if elected as president, he has a plan to curb inflation, prices and unemployment in 100 days. Meanwhile, reformist Hassan Rouhani, speaking in the city of Zanjan, has described unemployment as the main problem of the country. At the same time, Iran's interior minister has called on hopefuls not to launch election campaign before the legal date.
We urge presidential hopefuls not to launch an early campaign and only act according to the law. The hopefuls will be allowed to launch a campaign only after the Guardian Council has released a list of approved candidates. Any violation in this regard will face legal action.
Meanwhile, head of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, Izzetullah Zarghami, regarding election campaign of the candidates, said,
after the Guardian Council announces the final list of the approved candidates, IRIB will announce its exact plans to air the programs of candidates, which will include live debates between the candidates.
At the same time, Isfandiyar Rahimashahi, a presidential hopeful, who is the head of the secretariat of the Non-Aligned Movement, came among reporters after the cabinet session and said,
the issue of approval or disapproval of my qualifications is not something new. This has been raised for several months. But whatever the result, I will stick to the law. What's more important is that we should work to prepare the grounds for enthusiastic election so that, as the leader of the Islamic Revolution says, a political epic will be created.
The Guardian Council is scheduled to release the list of the approved candidates for Iran's 11th presidential election in less than a week. Then the candidates will have 20 days to launch their campaign until one day before the election day on June 14, 2013. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.